Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and restore harmony if conflict should occur. I'm your host, Jane Bettle, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Creating a catalyst to address conflict. Ongoing conflicts can simmer for a long time without reaching a boil. They can still do damage. I have been asked a number of times how to even raise the subject of trying to address the conflict without making things worse. How to get past an implicit or explicit why now? It can be fairly easy if some sort of deadline looms or a limited opportunity presents itself. For example, a need to report back who will be on the team, a family gathering where a couple of people will be in the same place, maybe even the same time zone, only for a short time. In other cases, I have suggested creating a catalyst or fashioning an opportunity to raise the topic. Here are three examples of how it might work. A few weeks ago, I talked in a bonus episode about Reconciliation Day. It is celebrated on April 2nd. The late advice columnist Ann Landers, who was based in the U.S., decided April 2nd would be the day to set aside for families and friends to reach out to others that they cared about, but they were estranged from. There's nothing special about the day, but it creates that opportunity. In fact, she talked about how many thousands of readers wrote to her and said they had given it a try. So it could be used this way. I read about this idea and thought of our situation. I wish we could heal the wound. Something very arbitrary like Reconciliation Day. A second idea would be, I read an article about, I saw a video about, heck, I heard a podcast about families, coworkers, neighbors, figuring out how to address problems they were having. This is more a focus on the story of what people had done than, gee, this is a special day set aside for this. But still the idea is it's kind of casual, coincidental. I am not suggesting that we are in a crisis. Just trying to get the idea out, we might try to do something. I remember being approached by a young man after I had given a public presentation. His grandfather was having a hard time driving safely. The young man was probably in his early 20s. The family knew from experience that raising the topic after a minor mishap would trigger defensiveness. Oh, the trash can was too close to the parking space, the squirrel ran in front of me, something like that. The young man and I talked for a couple of minutes, and he decided to use the occurrence of the talk itself as the catalyst. As in, I happened to be at this talk, and the speaker mentioned that some families have been able to talk about finding alternatives to ... The third idea is geared more towards the professional advisors who are listening. And this is about clients who are struggling to make or implement decisions because a particular topic is hard to broach with loved ones, business partners, etc. Number two works, the idea of I read an article, I saw something that reminded me of your situation, and here's another. I thought of your family or your business when I was working on another matter. You might want to consider, or I could help you consider, something like that. This idea has the added benefit of telling, or perhaps reminding, this client that they are not alone. Lots of extended families, closely held businesses, or family businesses face challenges when ongoing relationships are valued. The advisors know that, but when an individual family is in the midst of a difficult situation, the family members may not know or may not remember that they are grappling with a fairly common circumstance. So it can be helpful to find a way to create a catalyst to address a continuing damaging conflict. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe through one of the major apps or publishing platforms. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast? Let me know at JB@dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Battle.